When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Contracts and Sales Law. Module 3, Terms and Interpretation. 1. The Parole Evidence Rule. The parole evidence rule is a pivotal concept in contract law, dealing with the admissibility of extrinsic evidence, evidence outside the written contract, and interpreting written agreements. Definition and Purpose. The parole evidence rule prohibits the admission of extrinsic evidence to contradict, vary, add to, or subtract from the terms of a written contract that is intended to be a complete and final expression of the party's agreement. The rule aims to preserve the integrity of written agreements by preventing parties from trying to modify their contract through oral or written statements made prior to or at the time of execution. Exceptions and applications. While the parole evidence rule seems strict, several exceptions allow for the introduction of extrinsic evidence. To clarify ambiguities. If the written contract is ambiguous, extrinsic evidence can be introduced to clarify the ambiguity. To prove a defense against formation. Evidence can be brought to show that the contract should be invalidated for reasons such as fraud, duress, mistake, or lack of consideration. To show subsequent modifications. The rule does not apply to agreements that modify the contract after it has been written. To prove conditions. Precedent. Evidence may be admitted to show that a written agreement was conditional upon the occurrence of some event or condition. Collateral agreements. Separate and distinct agreements that do not contradict the main contract can be proved by extrinsic evidence. Relevant case law. Masterson v. Sine, 1968. This case illustrates the application of the parole evidence rule in the context of a property sale, allowing evidence of a collateral agreement to a written contract. 2. Warranties and conditions, express and implied warranties. Warranties are assurances or guarantees about the nature or quality of the goods or services involved in a contract. Express warranties. These are explicit assurances about the quality, description, or performance of the goods. They can be created by descriptions of the goods, affirmations of fact, or by providing samples or models. Implied warranties. These are unspoken, unwritten guarantees arising from the nature of the transaction or the inherent understanding of the parties. Implied warranty of merchantability. Guarantees that the goods are of average quality, generally fit for the purpose for which they are sold. Implied warranty of fitness for a particular purpose. Arises when a buyer relies on the seller's expertise to select goods fit for a specific purpose. Implied warranty of title implies that the seller has the right to sell the property and that it is free from any liens or encumbrances not disclosed at the time of sale. Conditions precedent, subsequent, and concurrent. Conditions in a contract are events or actions that must occur before a party's obligation under a contract becomes due or is discharged. Condition precedent. A condition that must be fulfilled before a party's performance can be required. For instance, a home buyer's obligation to pay might be contingent on a satisfactory home inspection. Condition subsequent. This condition extinguishes a contractual duty if a future event occurs. For example, a lease may be terminated if the property is sold. Concurrent conditions. These are mutual conditions that must occur or be performed at the same time. Each party's performance is conditional upon the other party's simultaneous performance. In conclusion, understanding the nuances of the parole evidence rule, warranties, and conditions is vital for navigating contract law. These concepts are not just theoretical, they have practical implications in drafting, interpreting, and enforcing contracts. A deep understanding of these areas will not only help you excel in your legal studies and the bar exam, but also in your future legal practice. Stay focused and inquisitive. The law is complex, but with dedication and hard work, you will master these concepts. Each module brings you closer to your goal of becoming an attorney equipped to navigate the complexities of contract law with confidence and skill.